This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Let me know what you've done when you're tired. Judith in French's Forest, you've got a fantastic story of something you've done when you're tired, Judith.
Yes, I have. We have twins amongst our kids, and when they were newborn and preemie, my husband and I, we had to get up to help me. We'd get up regularly through the night to feed them, and we're using our mobiles as an alarm clock, and this one time we both jumped up to the alarm. He raced in to go and help get them ready, and then he popped his head back into our bedroom a few minutes later to wonder where I was, and I'm sitting there on the side of the bed with my mobile phone stuck up my shirt, breastfeeding my alarm.
No.
Yeah, I know the girls are small, but not that small.
Judith, that is such a great story. Thanks for sharing it this morning. I hope that you haven't done that since.
Yeah, no, they're 15 now.
Okay, good. Nathan in Botany, you know you're tired when?
I was getting ready for breakfast and everything, got the milk out of the fridge, got the juice out of the fridge, put the milk on the table, put the juice on the bench, and I poured the apple juice into the milk jug to try to steam it for my coffee. Thankfully, the wife caught me before I started steaming it.
When did you... Yeah, okay, right. So you didn't actually put it into the machine?
No.
Okay, that's good. Because no one likes apple coffee. That's never been a thing, right?
I've never heard of apple coffee.
No. On you, Nathan. I'm glad you recovered very well. Judith, you've done something when you're tired.
I'm actually going to share a story about my husband.
Okay.
He's at school at the moment, so he's not listening. But we share this story quite often, and it gets quite a bit of a chuckle. Mm. So second child, newborn, baby crying. I'm blissfully unaware what's happening. My husband thinks he's grabbing the baby, grabs which he thinks is our son, proceeds to walk to the fridge to grab out some express milk that I'd placed there earlier, only to discover that he was carrying a pillow and proceeding to feed the pillow the milk. That's when you know you're tired. And that is a very true story. And I happened to see it. I was actually awake on the computer and saw the whole thing happening. And I was mortified. I was like, oh, my goodness, that took me ages to express that. And now look what you've done.
Oh, no. Did the pillow appreciate the milk?
I hope so, but I had to clean it anyway.
Oh, no.
It was just like, oh, no, my sun's supply was already there for the night.
Oh, okay. Judith, it happens when you're tired, doesn't it? Oh, okay, so many texts coming in of you. What you've done when you're tired. Elise, when you get the cereal container in the fridge and you put the milk in the cupboard. Yeah, we've all done that. Leggy saying, you know you're tired when you start laughing uncontrollably at things that aren't all that funny. Yeah, that's why I do the breakfast show, Leggy, because I can get away with it. People laugh because you're delirious in the morning. Sarah, you know you're tired when you ask the question, where's my glasses? And they're on your head. Roz says, you know you're tired when you keep interpreting while you slowly fall asleep. I was able to keep signing, but apparently the content slipped well and truly off topic, and I didn't wake up again until my client started giggling. Look, this one is a classic as well. You know you're tired when you start driving the ambulance home from the hospital. And yes, there was a patient on board. No! Chantal called in and shared the fact that she went through drive-through the other day, ordered a coffee, paid for it, and then drove off without it. Yep. She said, ironically, I needed the coffee in order to be able to function well enough to collect my coffee. Yeah. I actually had a moment the other day in my tiredness that I went through drive-through, ordered a meal. It went to the pay window, scanned a little QR code I had for a discount, and then drove to the next window before I realised I didn't pay. the poor girl ran to the window with the food collection and said, "You didn't pay." So it happens to all of us, Chantel. That's fine. Vanessa says, "You know you're tired when you soak your rings in a cup of soap that you leave on the sink, and then have your medication, and grab that cup to swallow your medicine, realizing that you actually swallow detergent." Oh no! I hope you're okay, Vanessa. If you're listening now, don't drink detergent. It's not a good idea. Thank you to Anna, who shared, "I know I'm tired when I use my Opal card to get into the house." This isn't fitting in the keyhole. It's not fitting. Oh, it's my Opal card. Yeah, that happens to us sometimes. And this is great from text 480. "You know you're tired when you cut the crusts off your husband's sandwich for lunch instead of your kids, and you realise you've done it, so you make the sandwich again and make the same mistake." Imagine that, your husband eating his sandwich at work that day. Oh, mate, don't eat your crusts. Don't eat your crusts.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.